The Battenkill Corral opens its 24th season with Children of the Holocaust, Immigrants of Hope, featuring Annalise by James Whitborn with English text translated from Anne Frank's diary, soprano soloist Sylvia Stoner, and chamber ensemble. Also in the program are Ronald Pereira's The Golden Door, a cantata based on interviews with immigrants who passed through Ellis Island, and I Never Saw Another Butterfly by Charles Davidson with texts written by children at Terezin concentration camps and performed by the Glens Falls Symphony Children's Chorus. Performances are this weekend, January 19th and 20th, both at 3 o'clock at Skidmore's Zankel Music Center on the Skidmore campus in Saratoga Springs, New York. It is a great pleasure to welcome Janet McGee, Artistic Director of the Battenkill Corral, as well as composer Ronald Pereira. Thank you very much for being with us. A delight to have you both here.
Delighted to be here again, Joe.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, thank you, Ronald. All right, so Janet, let us begin with you. This is a swan song for you.
Well, yes, it is. However, I'm not looking at it that way. Yes, this will be my last concert. I am stepping off the podium, redirecting my life. But right now, this week, this weekend, I'm doing what I do best and what I love most, which is bringing music to this community that we live in.
So let's talk about the program that you have put together and what it means to you and why you wanted to do it.
Yes, my earliest memory as a child was the refugee that my parents took into their home. They took in a teenage refugee boy. I was four. And that was the single most impactful event in my life. It has everything to do with my attitude, my approach to life, my choir. I grew up in a home that was multicultural, multilingual. It was not unusual to have three or four languages. Music was the common denominator that we all shared. And so when you think of the Battenkill Corral that I founded 24 years ago, there's a direct link of the fact that that choir is unauditioned, it's open to all, everyone can join. There is a place for everybody at our musical table. So that was the inspiration for this music, this program.
And the three pieces, I mean, seem perfect for each, to go in
absolutely
concert with one another.
Absolutely. The Annalise is the first full-length choral work based on Anne Frank's diary. It has been translated into English. It is deeply, deeply moving, haunting, frightening, tender, funny, and hopeful. In spite of the tragic events that happened in that annex when they were all arrested and all but one murdered, but still, it's the voices of children from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, beginning with Ronald Pereira's Golden Door, which he will talk about, interviews with immigrants from Ellis Island. And then the children of the Glens Falls Symphony Children's Chorus will be singing poetry written by children who were incarcerated at Terezin concentration camp. The first line of the piece of music that they sing is, "Terezin is full of beauty." What an extraordinary thing for children incarcerated to sing. So in the midst of horror, that there is hope. And listening and valuing the voices of children.
As I mentioned, Ronald Pereira is on the telephone line. He is the composer of The Golden Door, which, as Janet just mentioned, is a cantata based on interviews with immigrants who passed through Ellis Island. Ronald, give us a sense of how this piece came and how long it has been with you.
Well, this was a response to a commission from a group called the New Amsterdam Singers in New York, which I'd known and worked with before on some other pieces. The commission came in 1997-98. And as I always do, if I'm writing a commissioned work, I think about the chorus and where they live and what would be particularly relevant for them would have the greatest meaning, perhaps, for them to sing. And I had been to Ellis Island a few years before. I was also doing biographical research into my own roots, and I discovered that my grandfather, Gino, who was a professional concert mandolinist and painter, had come through New York, emigrated to New York from Italy in 1891, and that was a year before Ellis Island opened, but his experience would have been much the same. And then I began thinking about New York as the portal, as the gateway, as Emma Lazarus puts it in her poem, the golden door for immigrants coming into America. And so I went back to Ellis Island in the summer of 1997 and met with an archivist named Paul Segrist. And he brought to my attention a number of transcribed interviews with actual immigrants who had come through Ellis Island in the early part of the 20th century. They were from different countries, but altogether I began thinking about a kind of every man, every woman immigrant experience that could be illustrated by the words of the immigrants themselves. And it began to take shape then in my mind as a sort of choral opera, if you will, in which the chorus would have both the solo roles and traditional choral roles. That is the way the piece took shape. It takes place in seven movements, the last of which is a sort of wall of names in which actual immigrants and their professions are spoken by the chorus members. And the conductor of the New Amsterdam Singers suggests, well, why don't we ask the members of the chorus to sing the names, or speak the names, rather, of their own immigrant ancestors coming through New York. And that has been a tradition that's carried on in subsequent performances of the piece. It's a way of drawing the chorus members themselves into thinking about their own origins and their forebears, because, of course, we are a nation of immigrants. And so that has continued. And then in the midst of that, there is a kind of hymn that sums everything up in the words of Emma Lazarus, not the beginning, the most famous beginning from the poem, "Give me your tired, your poor," but from a later point in the poem where she says, from her beacon hand, speaking of the lady holding the light, from her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. "Keep, ancient lands, your storied pomp," she cries with silent lips. "I lift my lamp beside the golden door," and hence the title of the work.
I assume any of those traditions, obviously, you will be implementing in your version.
Yes, and I have to say the chorus loves singing this music. Their every voice in the chorus has the most gorgeous melodies, and there are real people. There's an Italian woman whose child is sick and taken out of her arms. There's a 19-year-old boy, Gino, that Ron Pereira just mentioned. Well, my brother was 19 years old when he walked out. And so there are all these triggers for many of us in the chorus. And I get emails almost on a daily basis from the choir of people remembering their grandfather, their aunt, their relatives, their journey, how they got here. So it's been I just adore this piece of music.
Janet, you were doing the opening movements of the Golden Door. Is that correct?
Yes, we're doing the first movement, which has the 29 questions that the Ellis Island officials would ask the immigrants to determine if they were going to be valuable American citizens. We're doing the second movement, which speaks of your grandfather, the Italian woman, the personal stories, the child who meets her father for the first time. And we are doing the sixth movement, which has all of these pieces coming together capture the poignant, the personal stories of each of these people and the chaos and confusion and anxiety of Ellis Island as you are being barraged with questions and trying to come up with answers in a language that you may not understand. And that whole movement ends as the piece begins. What is your name? What is your number? It's very powerful.
Yes. And, of course, in that chaos, There's also a great deal of anger as people shuffling along in the heat and never getting to the inspector and whatnot. And I actually quote a Sicilian curse that came out of Ellis Island, "Maledito l'America e chi la spirminta," which basically means "Damn America and the man who thought it up," which is how you might feel if you were, in your sixth or seventh hour waiting to get through that line.
Ronald Pereira, your phone line isn't the best, so we're going to thank you, and then we're just going to finish up with Janet. But I thank you very much, and we so look forward to the presentation over the weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe, and thank you, Janet.
My
great pleasure. Thank you very much. So when it comes to the putting all of these pieces together, it seems like it would be a very emotional performance for both the chorale as well as the audience.
Yes, absolutely. Especially with Annalise, the piece is 70 minutes long, and a lot of it is very poignant. There's anguish, there's terror, there's fear. And this was a challenge to have rehearsals that would not just sink into despair. But the piece also has moments of this was a child. She was 13, 14, 15 wow. years old. So there is humor, there is hope, there is delight, and all of that. So there's a balance. And for the audience, I would say, when you combine the message that Ron Pereira was just talking about these dreamers coming to this country and the hope that they had to make a new life, a better life for their family. Well, that's the hope that Otto Frank had for his family as they were hiding in the annex. That's the hope that these children in Terezin had. So that hope is, I think, the overwhelming emotion in the midst of what we know was terror and fear and sadness and loneliness.
Performances are January 19th and 20th, both at 3 o'clock at Skidmore Zankel Music Center in Saratoga Springs, New York. It's the Battenkill Chorale opening their 24th season. You can email for ticket information, battenkilltickets@gmail.com, battenkilltickets@gmail.com. For more information, we will also have that link on our website along with this interview. Janet McGee, it's a great pleasure to have you on the program. I wish you all the luck in the world. I thank you for all the great work over the past 24 years and wish you the best in the future.
Thank you, Joe. That means
a lot. Great pleasure. Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.